Welcome, everybody, to Everybody Hates Cops. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, Mug, is on assignment this week, probably to Orgy Part 2. So, gentlemen, how are you today?
Anybody? I think we're all rushing to not answer you.
Why would that be, Break?
I thought he was going to answer, you know, and we're just used to Moria jumping right in and yeah. Harmonica and stuff, you know.
Don't even mention
we don't know what to do with ourselves.
This is going
to
be a harmonica lesson.
If you say harmonica, you'll summon him.
Don't do it. It's like what is that? Bloody Mary. You say your name.
He's the candy man.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want any of that shit, man. All right, guys, why don't we jump right into the news so we can have time to talk about some other shit. Eric, go right ahead, my friend.
Okay, I don't know if we've already talked about this or not, but StarCraft II pro-Korean team becomes a visual novel. If you're all into StarCraft II's pro-circuit, then and stupid ads hearing in the background.
Yeah, I hear it.
Let me shut it up.
Evil Invader.
Yeah. I wasn't even looking at it, but whatever. Anyways, it says...
those are the worst kind of ads. The one you're not even looking at are still...
Anyways, the name of the game is apparently called SCVN... SC2VN. StarCraft II Visual Novel. Another one! Good lord.
But this actually has nothing to do with StarCraft, right? This is about the kids playing StarCraft.
Yeah, there's about... Yeah, this is about the pro gamers from StarCraft. I'm imagining.
Oh, man.
Wow. What a concept for a game. Hey, I got an idea. Let's make a visual novel out of StarCraft. Well, you know but let's do it about the gamers instead.
Let me give you the best visual novel pitch. That's actually a real thing. Wow. John Cena's 60 High School Adventure and 60 High School Adventure 2.
Oh, God, man.
Everybody's John Cena.
What?
Who the hell wants to be John Cena?
They're all
they're
all variations of John Cena. So some of them are in drag.
Who came up with that? Seriously, how do you think of something like that? Mm. I'm gonna make a visual novel starring John Cena, and only John Cena.
I'm gonna make a visual novel starring Moria. That's what I'm gonna do. Mm.
Yeah. You could just say visual novels are shit. For the entire text of the game. Mm. MXT, it'll last about 5 minutes.
MXT says John Cena gets to have sex with Nikki Bella. He'll be John Cena. Get out of here, MXT. All right, finish up the story.
I'm going to do a visual novel starring only Mila Kunis.
That's really all I have to say.
Ooh, have you seen Mila Kunis without her makeup, man? She's awful. Ugh. All right, go ahead, Eric.
Anyways, more visual novel stuff. From PlayStationLifestyle.net, Axis announces North American release dates for PS Vita games Code Realize and Nor 9, which are two Otome novels.
Ooh.
Anyways, that's one girl dating a selection of guys, by the way. Mm. Anyways, here's a description for Code Realize. Restricted to abandoned mansion on the outskirts of London, fulfillment to a promise of her father, a lonely Cardia lives day-to-day, isolated from the world. Her body carries a deadly poison that rots or melts anything that her skin touches, prompting the locals to call her a monster. Her last conversation...
Wait. Hold on. She's wearing clothes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, wouldn't those melt off?
No, because they're not made of skin.
But it's touching her skin.
Hmm. It says rots or melts anything her skin touches.
And her clothes are touching her skin, so shouldn't those melt?
That it doesn't work on.
Hmm. Well, maybe there's an exemption for, like, cotton or something. Like, you know, I don't know. All right, go ahead, Eric.
It melts everything but cotton.
Yeah, exactly.
it says anything here, but it probably means anything living.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. Go ahead.
Anyways, says her last conversation with Thrall was 2 years ago, telling her to stay out of sight and never fall in love, and It's for the best, and she can remember, I guess, these stories about how people somehow stumble into her house and in her life and stay at arm's length from her, of course, and have a conversation. She eventually falls in love with him, and I guess she falls in love with one of the guys, and all the guys happen to be resistant to her poison somehow, I guess. That's going to be how the story works.
Okay.
We'll find a way to get rid of it.
She's not like Rogue at all. She gets to choose when she gets rid of it. Oh, that guy's hot. My powers are gone. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
My curse doesn't work anymore.
All right. What's Norn 9 about, Eric?
It says, while on a school field trip, child prodigy Sarada Suzuhara wanders off after hearing a mysterious song and black. He finds himself in an unfamiliar place and soon encounters a girl who informs him that he's currently in the turn of century Japan. In order to help him get home, Sarada follows her to a ship that she's waiting for, but when it appears that it's not a wooden sailing ship, but a round aircraft that flies using technology that is beyond Sarada's imagination.
Well, geez, where have we heard this before?
Time travel, woo! Yeah. Anyways, he discovers that the other 12 passengers, 3 young women and 9 men, are all supposedly espers with magical powers, or special powers, it says, but are on some kind of journey at the behest of a multinational entity known as the World.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right.
So there's corporate intrigue. Yay.
Yeah, corporate intrigue.
It sounds interesting, but I need more.
I think two words that don't belong in the same sentence are corporate intrigue. Those two words don't go together, man. All right, continue on.
It is if you include espionage.
I guess.
or you know, corruption or bribery.
I guess.
But the dates for these are, for Code Realize, it's October 20th, and for Nor 9 Var Commons, it's November 3rd.
There you go. All right, let's go on to the next story. This comes to us live from everybody's favorite website, siliconera.com. Pokemon,
I may move away from Silicon Era, by the way. Yeah. We've got 3 Gamatsu articles.
That's right. Pokemon Go announced as a new smartphone game partnered with Ingress developers. Pokemon Company announced a new smartphone title called Pokemon Go during their Nico Nico live stream to discuss future business plans and new partnerships. Niantic Labs, an internal startup at Google, will be the developers for this game, as they've recently become an independent company called Niantic Inc., and will work together with the Pokemon Company in the development of the game. Nintendo will also work together with the other two companies on this project.
This is huge news. This is Nintendo's first online game, or first mobile game, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not really developing it, so I can't really say that it's their game. I don't even think Nintendo's going to put its name on the copyright screen. I think it's more like they're giving them permission to do a Pokemon game on the platform. Because it's not a part of their plan to... It's not one of the 5 initial games that they plan to put on the platform that they at least start with. One of them's already out, and it's just a iOS and Android version of Pokemon Shuffle.
You guys hear me? Wow, I'm back.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hear you. You cut out, and we couldn't hear you.
I know. You guys should read the Skype chat every once in a while. I put it in there. But what were you saying?
No, I read it. I saw what you're saying. I forgot. I don't understand, like, why... If this is Nintendo, right? If the game isn't good, they could just stop it from coming out, couldn't they? I mean, wouldn't they?
They could, but then they'd be taking money out of their
pocket. I think they're taking an advisory role.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting, I guess.
It says Game Freak's Junichi Mashuto is going to help out with the designs and music.
All right, well, I guess. That's good.
Because you have to remember, Game Freak is a third-party company.
Yeah. They've done a lot for the Pokemon franchise, though. Hasn't Game Freak been, like, the backbone of that whole thing? Like,
Yeah. It's pretty much the one thing that they've worked on for, like, over 10 years.
Yeah. All right.
And the last new game they made came out a couple months ago. Hmm. It's called Timbo the Badass Elephant, which is surprisingly not on a Nintendo platform.
Huh. But that's a badass name.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only other original IP that they've done since, I mean, before then was Harmonite, and before that it was Drill Dozer.
Oh yeah, I remember Drill Dozer.
And the only other original IP that they made besides that is Pulse Man on the Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I do remember
that one never came out in the US. That's why. But you can get it on the Wii Shop Channel though. I think it's still there. But it's in Japanese only.
All right. Maybe this next story is on the Wii channel. Break, do you have it up?
I'm sorry. What was that segue?
I don't know, man.
Anyways, oh, wait. We're not done here. There's also a Pokemon Go Plus.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yay. All right.
What's Go Plus? Go Plus is basically just an app that tells you when Pokemon are nearby so you can catch them. Because the way Pokemon Go works is it's supposed to be like geocaching, and you're supposed to use the augmented reality features of the phone to find them in a real world environment.
So I gotta go look around my fucking yard for Pokemon?
I guess.
God damn it.
You actually have to get up off your ass and like.
You gotta real check. You gotta check the bush, man. They're all in the bush.
At least like I won't have to get in the water because nobody wants Magikarp, right? Yeah. I don't know. Are there any really good water ones?
Just tape your.
If you want a Gyarados, you don't need to rage in Magikarp. You can just find a Gyarados later because that's how it usually works in Pokemon.
Just tape your device of choice onto your lawnmower, and there you go, break.
Play the game. Drive around your neighborhood, and like, yeah, I got my car, I got my phone out the window. There's one. Just pull over, run into somebody's front yard.
Why not?
I said Go Plus is an app, but it's also a thing you attach on your belt or whatever. Oh, I guess vibrates when it.
Oh, when it vibrates
near Pokemon.
Wow, that's man, something for the ladies right there. Go way to go, Pokemon. There you go.
I just can't wait to like break into somebody's home. Like, no, I'm not after you. I'm just trying to catch Bulbasaur.
All right, break. What do we got next, man?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Play The Legend of Legacy's first two dungeons on September 22nd. Atlas will release a demo for Legend of Legacy, a Saga-inspired 3DS game developed by former members of the Saga team. The download demo will let players venture through the prologue and the first two dungeons. Save files from the demo can be transferred to the full game, which comes out on October 13th.
I love it when developers do that, man.
I do, too. That's a good feature.
Yeah, it is.
Legend of Legacy has 7 playable characters, and each hero arrives at Avalon with a different goal in mind. There's a look at... I'm going to skip because you can't see this. Here's 3 of the 7. Owen... A mercenary who excels at combat. He's known for his, battle prowess as the Baron. His attacks are strong, and he has a penchant for longswords, axes, and shields. But like Garnet, he doesn't have any affinity to the elements. You've never even talked about Garnet. Why would you mention that now?
I think they talked about it before. That's why.
Eloise?
Yeah.
I don't know. As an alchemist, her has a unique pursuit after arriving at Avalon. Her dedication to the alchemical arts. Is that how you spell alchemy?
Alchemical. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, arts combined with her beauty has her searching the mysterious island for the secret of eternal youth. You might think of her as being similar to the mage type character, and you'd be right. She has affinities for all the elements and excels with either bow or staff. And she probably wears skimpy outfits, and she's all about being sexy.
It's funny. Some games handle alchemists like they're wizards, and other games handle them like they're chemists.
It's true. Philmia, he's a frog. He has an awesome dance. Do I really need to say more? Why did you write this? Because I know you're going to pick him first anyway. Well, he said anyways, ass. Well, you should also know that he's the heir to a lost kingdom and looking to find a home for his people of Avalon. And
that sounds kind of like Breath of Fire, too.
And he wants to hook up with Eloise so she can kiss him and turn him into a prince. I'm just guessing. I
And he has a mysterious past with an evil sorcerer.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I bet, man. All right. That's something to look forward to, I guess. Legend of Legacy.
That's interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Free demo on the 22nd. That's a couple weeks from now.
There you go.
Or less than a couple weeks, because today's the 11th.
I want to talk about this next story, Eric. Go ahead.
This is Final Fantasy V that's coming to PC with divisive art style. Yes, it's the iOS and Android version.
Yeah, this is
Boy.
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
I like how it says in the PR quote here, it says, veteran character designer Kazuko Shibuya has returned to recreate the characters and graphics for enhanced experience. Oh, yeah, right.
I would have preferred if you said enchanted. That would have been even better.
Then yeah, enchanted with ugliness, maybe.
Oh,
because the human character sprites in this game are awful looking. Even the character portraits are kind of off.
Monster art looks amazing, though.
Yeah, it's like that's the only thing they didn't fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Final Fantasy VI is the same way.
I'm not,
but the characters look even worse in that game.
I'm not really a traditionalist when it comes to video games.
And the PC release of this, by the way, is basically just an Android emulator. So
that's ridiculous. I hate that. It's kind of a half-assed port, basically, is what it is. But
yeah, so if the game has issues, it might be a while before they fix it because because it's probably not going to be optimized initially for the PC.
Not only that, like I'm really not a traditionalist. Like I like when games are remade. Like I keep waiting for a Final Fantasy VI remake or even a 7.
Can we just wait for the Nuramura remake of a Final Fantasy V and VI instead?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I'm not a traditionalist, but when you take a game like this, like 5, and all you do is really change the art style and port it over from an Android version.
There is one new feature. You get 360 degrees of motion, right?
Oh, jeez.
So you can move in any direction, pretty much.
Gives a shit.
Hmm.
I don't know if I like that.
That's not worth getting it, though.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that. I mean, to be determined, but whatevs. You know, Final Fantasy V is...
They probably did that because they knew people would fuck up with the thumb... with the digital analog pad.
I just don't understand. Just keep it the same. Right, so we had a little audio interruption there, but
we were pretty much done with the last one.
that's fine. You guys are gonna have to continue on.
They can't hear us.
They can't.
Well, that's what Dungeon said. Just see a Ustream logo. All
right. Try refreshing. I'll tell them in chat. Let's continue on, Eric. Are there any other news stories?
Yeah, we have a few.
All right, let's go through them. I have to pull them.
From Gomatsu, we have a Stranger of Sword City announced for Xbox One. And it says, Stranger of Sword City experiences dungeon RPG currently available across Xbox 360, PS Vita, and PC in Japan. It's coming to Xbox One. And a new version of Stranger of Sword City launched on Xbox One in Japan in January and March 2016, and it'll feature fully updated artwork by Relic artist Oxygen.
And his brother Oxycontin are doing it too.
It said someone wants to release the game in the West digitally as well, so that sounds promising. Yeah. I hope it's not just for the One, though. I mean, why haven't they brought it to the Vita here yet? Or the PC or the One or anything.
Right.
But additionally, he says they're also working on an Xbox One exclusive title, which it plans to release in March 2017.
Oh, yeah. There you go. 2017, guys. Finally something for the Xbox One in 2017. All right, break. Next story, please.
Oh, this isn't from Silicon Era. This is from Gamatsu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Ginay.
If you want to save yourself some trouble, you can just call it Fire Emblem Cross. Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem.
I know, but Frank enjoys me screwing up.
All right, go ahead, man.
Ginay Iben Roku.
Iben
Roku. Was I close with the other ones?
And it's Jenna, by the way.
Hi, Jenna.
life is like a box of chocolates. Go ahead.
Pound sign Fire Emblem. FE, rather.
No, that's hashtag Fire Emblem. FE. Oh. Hashtag FE launches December 26th in Japan, day after Christmas. Jenna. She come back to us to Alabama. Greenville, Alabama. Anyway, yeah, Jenna, Eben, Riku, hashtag Roku. FE. Roku, damn it. Nintendo.
You know what a Roku is, don't you?
No, not really, actually.
It's like one of those TV toys things.
What?
It's like kind of like an Apple TV.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Nintendo Atlas Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei crossover RPG will launch for Wii U in Japan on December 26th. A U.S. and European release was previously confirmed for 2016. First run copies will include a code to download. Oh my god, there's a message from Frank. Did we lose audio again?
No, I'm here.
No.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
Never mind.
On.
Set of the first run copies will include a code to download a set of costumes from other Atlas games. They are Walter from Shin Megami Tensei 4, Protagonist from Devil Survivor 2. Wow, didn't even get a name, poor guy. Rey, Persona Q, Shadow of the Labyrinth, and Princess, Etrian Odyssey 3, The Drowned City. Is that actually her name, or did they not give her a name too? She's just the princess. Like, what the hell?
I think you're supposed to name her. All these characters, maybe.
A Fortissimo edition A Fortissimo edition will be released alongside the standard edition and include special box featuring illustration by Toy 8.
That's what the hashtag acronym's for. Fortissimo edition. No,
you're kidding. Right. You might be right, actually. 6-song soundtrack, including Reincarnation. 6 songs? It's even chintzier than the 10-song soundtrack we talked about last week.
Yeah.
An original art book probably has 2 pages in it. Original cost, and that's front and back. Original costume set, download code, fashion show set, girl swimsuit set, boy swimsuit set.
Oh, yeah. I think Break would be especially interested in the boy swimsuit set.
What, are you, like, trying to make a gay joke about me or something?
No. We just know that you're dirty.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's, I mean, what is this, 5th grade? That just,
whatever, Break.
anyway, and the Wii U bundle will be released, which includes a 32-gigabyte black Wii U, a copy of the Fortissimo Edition, 6-character lyric cards, album jacket size, 2 sheets of exclusive stickers, and 3 support
stickers.
Set down.
More stickers.
Stickers.
Why? What is with Japan and stickers?
Woo, stickers. It's like they think we're all 10-year-olds or something. I don't know. I don't even think 10-year-olds play with stickers anymore. Like, when do you stop playing with stickers? Like 5 or something?
I think those went out of fashion in the 80s.
Oh, what? They don't even play with stickers now? I don't know.
Maybe like 5-year-olds do, but
oh, that's what I just said. Like, is that when you quit? 10. Well, I said they probably don't either, and I said I revised it to 5.
Yeah, but I don't know too many 5-year-olds that would play a game like this in the first place. So that's weird. Oh, unless the idea is you give it to your little brothers just so they don't ruin your game or interrupt you when you're playing.
Mm.
Here, take these stickers.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says stickers for everyone. Yay.
That's stickers
why,
for
that's
everyone.
That's why Paper Mario Sticker Star existed, because it would be something for the kiddies.
Yeah.
That's why it was. That's why all RPG elements were removed, pretty much. And that game was super easy.
Stickers are the most.
And the dialogue had been dumbed down to the point where the plot wasn't even interesting anymore. Yeah.
Stickers are the most annoying things ever, man. Like, what do you do with stickers? Like,
you cover your body out in them, and then you go run around in public and see how long you can stay away from
or
the cops.
Or you can slap them on a folder so that when you go to school, you have a personalized school folder.
Oh, boy.
Or you could do what some people that have shitty cars, like they just cover their back window in bumper stickers and band stickers and shit, and you're like, God. I drove a shitty car, but I had the common sense to not do that.
You know, I never understood bumper stickers. Like, you pay all this money for cars, and then the first thing you do is slap a bumper sticker on it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you pay
I
all
agree.
That money.
It's
like,
stupid.
It's retarded, man. I've never had a desire to put a bumper sticker on there. Dungeon Bus says, like, when Working Designs included stickers with Magic Knight Ray Earth for the Saturn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Do you know they cut out the voice acting in that game because they couldn't afford the voice actors, so they instead programmed a feature where it would do a journal entry of the girls writing about what just happened in the cutscene that was supposed to happen.
Oy, oy, oy. Dungeon Buster says, sticker loot. Yay. All right, let's move on to this story from Gamatsu. Arland Atelier Trilogy coming to North America in October. This comes to us from Gamatsu, another Gamatsu story. I'm digging it, man. They definitely write better in Gamatsu from my experience. Arland Atelier Trilogy, a collection including Atelier Rorona, The Alchemist of Arland, Atelier Totori, The Adventure of Arland, and Atelier Maruru, The Apprentice of Arland, on a single disc for PlayStation 3, will come to North America on October 13th.
That just tells you just how much content that each of those games took up on each one of those Blu-rays.
Yeah, hardly nothing. For $39.99 via physical release. So there you go. The collection was released.
Although it's entirely possible that they're downloads on disc.
Yeah, the collection was released in Europe this March. So, and it gives a description. We all know what these games are about. So let's.
And the disc access is the DRM.
I think that's a good deal. $39.99 for all three games.
Although, on the PS3. Considering it's Altair Rorona and not Altair Rorona Plus, that's weird. They might as well throw in the plus version and just throw the old one out.
Well, they got to make more money.
I mean, I know Koei Tecmo owns the rights, but technically NIS still has rights as far as the original trilogy is concerned.
Mm, whatevs.
All right, that seems kind of high price for a PlayStation 3 game, though.
But three games? Break? Like three?
I know, but the PlayStation...
Which is also funny, I should mention that, because NISA did do a special edition set that... apparently, Koei Tecmo can't be bothered to do themselves.
Why do you think that's too much, Brake?
I don't know. I don't think you should be selling premium prices on the old system anymore. I think you shouldn't be marking those down.
$40 isn't premium.
Yeah, that's $60 less. Is. $60 is. That's $20 less than the standard. I mean, it's. I mean, I think it's a good deal,
okay.
Break.
Yeah. You know, that's not what I meant, but...
I know what I you're know. Saying. Like, you think...
Although although the PS3's almost dead in the U.S. right now. Yeah. I mean...
That's kind of what I meant.
The end of this year and the beginning of next year are probably going to be the last couple PS3 games coming out.
Yeah. Selling a $40 game on a dying system just seems like a high price to me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Break.
It should probably be $30, but... whatever.
I mean, I'd be okay with $30, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I agree with you guys. Paying less is always better for us, the consumer. But I think it's a fair price. Like I don't think it's overpriced. I don't think it's underpriced. I think it's. I mean, it could be $10 cheaper, I guess, and that would be really cool. $10 a game, but if you average that out, that's what $13.33 a game. That's not bad.
I mean, if you were gonna like. Why wouldn't you maybe just up-res this and do it on the PS4?
A lot more money involved in that, I think. Mm-hmm. Break, so I don't know.
I guess, but I don't see you making a lot of money on that one.
Yeah, I guess
on the PS3.
Man. I don't know. We'll see, man. To be determined. All right, Eric. Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. the last article we have from Gamatsu, and I think it might be the last article. Yeah. Anyways, it says, Dragon Quest Heroes DLC included on disc in Western release.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of being just stuff on the disc that you have to pay for to unlock, it's just stuff that's being thrown into the game.
That's good. That's good. Good news.
So what's it says, the episodes will become available once you've completed the main story up to a certain point by following and meeting a few conditions. Most will be available after defeating King Hydra, so there's your barometer for where you need to get to.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then it goes into...
Oh, yeah, the episode says Elena's episode, Bajoran Battle, Great Demon Lord Zoma Battle, Nocturnus Battle, and Zaro Battle. And it says also playable character. I don't know what that means, though.
Elena's the princess from 4, right?
I think it means that you fight him and then he'll be a playable character.
Yeah, that's a good bonus, man. That's... pretty nice. I dig that. That's really cool. I don't know much about this game, but, October
13th... It's like a Dynasty Warriors game, but RPG elements.
I guess. I mean, it's Dragon Quest. Couldn't be that bad, right? I mean, The only bad Dragon Quest game
I think the only knock against this game would probably have to be that it has no co-op mode, which is going to be in the sequel, which is apparently just mainly an expansion, because that's how Omega Force does their releases for the Dynasty Warriors games.
Yeah. All right, Thello.
We'll just call it a sequel and just throw only so much more content in the game.
Yeah. All right, looks like we got a new chat member, man. Thello is in chat, whose brother is Othello, I'm guessing. All right, let's move on.
Oh, great, you offend him right away, Frank. Now he's leaving.
I go for the jugular right away, Brake. What can I say, man? All right, homie discounts. Any homie discounts that anybody knows of? I can't think any of any.
There's a PlayStation anniversary sale with a couple of nice stuff on there.
All right, there you go.
Like, you can get Okami for $420.
Oh, for $420. I like that. That's good. Yeah. All right. Okay, any Twitter questions? Break.
Oh, whoa. Let me see here. I didn't even think of loading the Twitter questions. There's actually... Freak sent me a picture, like a private DM, that was a picture of a Ninja Turtle and an alien from Aliens.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure what it was about, though. But anyway, he sent me that. Let me see. Freak5cast. There should be a logical fallacy Frank edition segment of the show pointing out when Frank uses one.
You know what? You feel free, because I listened to the last show, and I was not using fallacies at all, man. I was pointing out in.
I'm pretty sure you were, Frank.
No, I'm pretty sure I wasn't, man. And that's
You're always right, and you're always not right.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, that's to be determined. I you know, just a real quick recap of. Gripper just got back from.
I meant to say you always have to think you'd be right.
Well, that's not entirely true. I've been known to be wrong.
No, he has a wife. There are times when he can't be right.
Right. Gripper says he just got back from the pub. Good for you, Gripper. Right on, man. Thanks for joining on in, and hope you had a good time at the pub.
What kind of beer did you drink there? I'm just curious about what kind of beer you guys drink in Europe.
Don't you know anybody in Europe drinks Guinness, man?
Stuff that's not American piss water.
Definitely not Bud Light, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, I try, and the more I enjoy like drinking the craft beers, the more I like. Don't like the traditional like Bud Lights and Miller Lights, you know.
Yeah.
I still drink them. I mean, they're still okay. It's just the craft beers. There's so much care and flavor put into them, and
you know,
Gripper, and they put alcohol in them and stuff.
Gripper made an analogy last week that I'm going to use differently. He said, "I was equivalent of the way the Nazis felt about Jews." And it's actually that analogy works, but in a different way. The way I feel about cops is the way I feel about Nazis. So that's an apt descriptor, an apt analogy, for sure. Just used a little differently. So there you go. Any other Twitter questions?
No, that's the only one I saw, and I don't want to get back into that one.
You're staying far away from that, huh, Bray?
Yes, very far away.
Man, I don't understand you guys, man. You guys are weird when it comes to that shit. All right, what have you been playing?
We're weird to not wanting people to die?
No, it's not that. Like, it's like
well, no, I shouldn't say I don't want people to...
For me, it's being just pinning them with a large enough brush that I can just be indifferent to them if they died.
That too, but I'm tired of people killing each other is what I'm just...
No, I get what you're saying. I'm sick of it. But I guess the main point that I'm saying is, like, I don't wish death on anybody, but I don't care when a cop dies. Like, it doesn't bother me like it does.
Even if it's a good cop?
Name me a good cop, man. Like, I've yet to see one, so.
My uncle who died, like, a year ago or several years ago.
Well, I'm sure there were some skeletons in his closet, man. You know, I'm not saying he was bad, Eric. I'm just saying that. You know, the cops just have a different mindset, man. They're just different people. None of them go through psychological evaluations when they get that job, man. Like, it takes a certain...
Well, it has less to do with the individual and more to do with the culture.
Yeah, well, I think that's a fair assessment. What have you been playing, Brake? Let's
move on. Okay. Let me see here. I was playing... RoboCop Frank, duh, says MXT.
Which RoboCop?
See, fellow left. Fellow's gone.
Yeah, that was why are you playing a RoboCop game?
No, MXT, he says RoboCop, that's a good cop.
Oh, and the big boss man, he says, R.I.P.
I don't know if RoboCop's a good cop, because he murders pretty much everybody.
Right.
He's more of a mercenary.
It's actually pretty apt to the cops nowadays, so that's a good analogy.
Well, in fairness, they murdered him first.
Yeah, that's true.
They really murdered the fuck out of him.
I also think it's funny that in RoboCop's time period, they still are fighting the war on drugs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. What are you
playing? They got a new drug for the second movie. So anyways, I have been playing Metro still, 2033, and I'm surprised by how short the game is, because I beat it in less than 2 weeks, right? A week and a half, maybe? Maybe a couple of weeks. It was a very short game. Yep. It was all right. I know I hear a lot of love for it, but it was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. I'm still really indifferent to it.
Just a very average game, huh?
What's that?
Very average game. Did you have vodka afterwards? Did it drive you to vodka?
No. Oh, damn it. I forgot. Yeah. Should have done that. Should drink vodka right now while I do this.
Right.
So, what everyone tells me is that when I say I'm really indifferent to the game, they tell me you need to play Metro Last Light. Mm-hmm. So, last night I started playing Metro Last Night. And this is one hell of a better game. It has taken a huge graphical upgrade. It does not have as many of the bugs and stupid shit problems that pissed me off in the first game. I can't wait to play more of this one. I really like this. The Last Light is very fun. Yeah. It's a fun game.
MXT says...
It feels polished. Unlike the last one.
Yeah, MXT says the real criminals you need to worry about aren't cops. It's truck drivers. Goddamn truck drivers. Wow. What do you got against truck drivers, MXT? Without truck drivers, you wouldn't have probably the clothes on your back, man. Gripper says, what's with the weird voice break? Oh, he's in character, man.
Oh, sorry. If you've never played, Gripper, if you've never played the Metro games, they speak in this sort of Eastern... European, Western Asian, bad Russian accents. Dungeon Buster says, yeah, Last Light. So I don't think he's liking he didn't like Last Light. I don't know. I'm a couple hours into it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
I got it free on PS Plus a while back, so maybe I'll check it out.
It's a huge improvement over the first game. Me.
We're talking about first-person shooters, man. I'm losing a brain cell, like, right now. Like, every time you guys talk about shooters like that. It is a first-person shooter, right, Break?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No.
All right.
My feelings are hurt. And my brain cells, too.
All right, Eric. You.
You're a first-person shooter racist.
pretty much.
Anyways.
Oh, Dungeon Buster said that's a happy yeah. He said Last Light rocks. Okay, good. Oh. Yeah. Okay, awesome, because I'm really liking it.
Dungeon Buster, yeah, he's like so good. All right. Eric.
When I read yeah, like Y-E-A-A-A, yeah, like that's like kind of yeah, is like, kind of how I read it.
It's kind of like the Office Space. Yeah. What I'm going to need you to do is come in on Saturday.
That's son of a bitch.
Yep, that's son of a bitch. All right, Eric.
Yeah, the game starts out with a really cool fucking sequence. And it's not, I guess I'm going to spoil it because it happens at the very beginning of the game. You are at a campfire with some of your friends sitting around, and then all of a sudden they hear like a loud noise, like a monster coming. Everybody jumps to their feet and grabs their guns, and then the next thing you know, the monsters are jumping at you, and you start killing them one by one. And as you're killing them, they're returning to your friends.
What?
Because you are imagining your friends as monsters.
Oh, that's a nice twist.
So you're killing your friends in brutal ways.
Ooh. Wow.
And it was a really cool sequence.
That's a way to ruin it for me there, Brady.
Well, I haven't ruined everything of it, because there was something else I didn't say.
I'm sure. See. I'm just giving you shit, man. I'll probably never play the fucking game. All right, Eric.
I know, because you're a shooter racist. You're a first-person shooter racist.
I'm an FPS racist, man. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing a little bit of Persona 4 Dancing all night. The review should be going up in a couple days, if not a week from now. But other than that, I've been playing School Days HQ. I've been finally made time to, because I've been putting it off for so long because I've been busy playing other things. Mm. So hopefully I can get that done soon. And then Diz Gaia 5, Alliance of Vengeance for the PS4.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
And I played I almost forgot about it because, again, the busyness. But I got around to playing Abyss Odyssey Dream Edition.
Sweet.
And it's kind of like a roguelike, but I think it's only roguelike in the sense that every time you go into a dungeon, the items shift, but I think the actual locations remain the same. But each floor has like a different level of difficulty, and the way that it works though is that you'll go through these parts, you kind of have to go through them, so you have to deal with the difficulty as you go through them. But gain levels, it goes from whatever difficulty is to lower if it's sufficient enough. But the controls feel a lot better. I have not played the PS3 version, but apparently they fixed some frame rate issues, so it feels smooth, and I could tell that it's not, at least not problematic. But there are situations where you can get into a combo and your character is hard to get out of, but which could be beneficial in some cases, I guess. But there's a variety of different attacks you can do, and I haven't messed around with other characters, but apparently they all feel different from each other, so it's not like copy paste. Hmm. But there's like barely a story there. It's kind of Dark Souls like, where you have to collect where the enemies will either randomly drop pages from a wizard's journal, and that'll be the story for the game. The only problem is the text for it is so tiny. You have to be right in front of the screen. Why do video games do this? It's almost as if that they didn't take into account that they were putting the game on a console. Because I guess the idea was that it was that tiny because you were playing on a PC monitor, you would see it perfectly anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what have you played anything else, Eric, or is that...
I played a little bit of One Piece Pirate Warriors, with the review of which will hopefully be going up on Monday on Boston Bastard Brigade.
All right.
Pirate Wars 3, by the way.
There you go.
Did you play the other two?
No. So I couldn't comment on what was different from the other ones.
Okay.
And they were on sale a while ago, too. I just didn't have the money to get them on PSN.
Anybody have any guesses as to what I've been playing this week at all? At all? Any guesses?
I'm guessing there's an M in the title.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And microtransactions and bullshit.
Yeah.
And you probably should stop playing and play something else.
I probably should, man. Just a quick aside on MPQ, man. Of course I've been playing it, but I was in this thing, like, it's sort of like a versus tournament type thing. Not really tournament, but, like, you gain points and you try to get the highest scores you can to get, like, more stuff. And I was kicking ass. At one point, I was number 5. But, man, these people get harder and harder to beat, man. Like, they're just – they have, like, characters that are, like, double the strength of yours. And it's – you're playing against a computer with their characters if they're not online. And fucking A, that computer never makes a mistake, man, ever. You know how, like, sometimes
– I hate that.
Yeah. You know sometimes in those Connect 3 games, you'll see – something and you'll go for that and you're like, oh fuck, I could have made Connect 5 and got an extra turn. Well, the fucking computer never misses those. Like, never misses those. It's stupid.
Hey Frank, where do you hide the Nazi gold?
Yeah, MXG says, Frank, go ahead and tell us where the Nazi hid those trainfuls of gold. You know what, MXG, I wish I knew where those trainfuls of gold were. I'd you know what I would do? I'd give them to everybody but MXG. That's what I would do. Everybody but MXT.
Dungeon Buster saying that those gold trains are counterfeit. Destroy the economies.
Oh, I see. That sucks, man. That's the way to do it, though, if you want to destroy the economy. Either that or just, you know, wait till the United States...
Oh, we'll give you bum gold.
Yeah.
And then you're getting in trouble later.
Well, or either that, wait till the United States spends it all, and then some, and then borrows more money. There you go. That'll destroy the economy, too. All right, Stinko of the Week. Eric, you have a Stinko.
Okay, Stinko probably have to be – well, I got two of them, actually. The first one is from BuzzFeed.com, and Rupert Murdoch is buying National Geographic. So National Geographic's going to be part of this new organization.
So we're going to see less naked African chicks?
And that could mean that it gets either liquidated or it gets dumbed down.
It's going to get dumbed
via
down.
Via information manipulation.
Yeah. Fox,
which Rupert Murdoch has done in the past.
And Fox dumbs everything down anyway, so whatever. You know,
so no more naked African women?
You know, I got a question for... Exactly, Break. Hey, I got a question for Gripper. Like, what is the equivalent of Fox in England? I know they have one. Like,
Rupert Murdoch owns News Corp, and News Corp creates Daily Mail, so there's your answer.
Daily Mail, huh? Ugh. Is it
what's a fucking Australian doing in the U.S.? Australians, quit deporting your losers to our country so they could ruin ours instead.
Yeah, I'm sure they deported.
I don't want Ken Ham. I don't want Ray Comfort, and I don't want Rupert Murdoch. But I probably can't do anything about Murdoch because Murdoch makes money, and the other two are just some chumps.
You're an Australian racist, Eric. Dungeon Buster says Nat Geo is part of the Murdoch Empire. Jeez, that makes me sad. It makes me sad too, Dungeon Buster. It's, if it's true, that would really suck. You know, National Geographic being part of Fox is just.
I think Murdoch's a naturalized citizen though, like Ray Comfort and Ken Ham though.
Ray Comfort sucks, man. He's,
it might be just a
hey, Frank, if that was one reason why they don't let immigrants get voting rights, that'd be one reason why, because those are three losers.
Yeah. Well, immigrants have voting rights. They just can't hold a higher position than governor in the United States. Gripper says he has Sky, he guesses. Gripper, Fox is such a weird concept. I don't know how the I don't know if in England it's the conservatives versus the liberals like it is here, like Democrats versus Republicans. I'm sure there's some version of that in England, but they're probably way more civilized and think a lot better than our politicians ever could, but whatever. And he mentions the Daily newspaper.
I was going to say maybe him buying like Nat Geo is just one of those like this is something else that I own. I have more money and it's not something that he actually will ever touch.
How much fucking money?
I hoped for that, but I don't know.
I mean, look, I've thought about this long and hard. Once a person gets up to $1 billion, like isn't that like you've made it? Like you don't have to worry about it.
Do you need more money?
Yeah, do you really need any more money than $1 billion?
What are you going to do with it?
Ugh. I was reading something the other day.
I mean, what are you planning to like fund a mission to like Mars or something in the future?
And you need
ridiculous amounts of capital to perform that or something.
I would do that. I'd buy an NFL team.
Yeah.
I would have the Browns killed so I could buy that NFL team because they're not going to sell outside the family. let me see. I'd probably buy a baseball team. You know, I'd buy a hockey team.
I might buy
a soccer team just to shut it down.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Come on, man. That's fucked up, man.
I'm going to buy the American Soccer League just to shut it down.
That would suck, dude. Just like, no more legal.
I'm done with this shit.
All right, Eric, anything else, man?
Yeah, the fact that your package isn't there, and I'm afraid that it might be lost in the mail.
I don't understand that. How can, like... You know,
it's probably not lost. It's just taking goddamn forever to get to you because
it is. Like
I remember selling something on eBay once and sending it to New York, and it took nearly a month to get there.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Dungeon Buster says
that. And I've gotten packages from Amazon where it would send out from Columbus, but for some reason it ended up in PA and had to get shipped back here.
Ugh. Dungeon Buster says they call the new National Geographic.
Should they use UPS?
They call it the new National Geographic Channel American Heroes Channel.
Now. Ooh.
There's another History Channel, though, which is a special one for other docs that aren't so focused on them.
The bullshit History Channel is what it is. Oh,
God, I hate the History Channel.
They show all those Bible specials and shit all the time now.
I hate the fucking History Channel. It's stupid. Yamaguchi bought the Mariners. And Nintendo...
Yamachi.
Oh, Yamachi. My bad. Bought the Mariners and Nintendo still owns them. So
I didn't know Nintendo still owned them.
Yeah. Yeah, they wow. Still, man. Felix Hernandez is an awesome pitcher, but whatever. All right. Break.
That might explain why Ken Griffey Jr. was in Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball and they published that game.
Yeah. Well, when he retires, he's going to retire as a Mariner, not a Red. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Probably. All right.
I think that's unfortunate. I'd like him to retire as a Red, but I know that's not going to happen.
All right, break.
Okay, let me see. Last week, last weekend, they have a fireworks show down here every year. One of the biggest fireworks shows in the world because we have one of the premier firework companies is local. So the family got together and we're in the car, drove down, got to downtown, and we're going to Kentucky where my brother lives, so we could go to his hotel or his apartment. And watch from the roof and get an awesome view. Mm-hmm. So they announced some closings beforehand, and we made sure we knew what was closed and what wasn't. We go head downtown. The first bridge we go to, which wasn't announced as closed, they just closed it. Mm. Okay, you fuckers. All right, so okay, we'll go try in one of these smaller bridges that a lot of people don't know about. No, that one's closed too. And this takes about 45 minutes to an hour of our time. By now it's like 7:30 or something or 8 o'clock and, the show starts at 9. So we go to the only bridge that we know is open for sure. And that's the one with the heaviest traffic. So, you know, we finally get on that bridge and we go across and, you know, it's probably like 8:30 or something. And we get in, you know, the road that we're supposed to be going on to get to his apartment, and they have it shut down again. Like, they pulled some buses out to block the road off.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why they're blocking off some of the roads that they blocked off. So we went around, we turned around and got back into the line of traffic to go down Farver to try and get to his apartment. By the time we were almost there, it was 9:05. You know, the fireworks had already started, and we're like, well, shit, by the time we finally get to his place, get out and get up to the top of the roof, the show will be over. So at that point, it was, you know, we just headed home.
So
it's like 3 hours driving for nothing.
That sucks, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, because it really pissed me off that they announced what roads they were going to close, but then they closed other roads that they did not announce.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go F themselves in the effing hole.
Yeah, for sure. I have a couple quick ones. Really slow job.
And all on, by the way, this was going to be the first time I've gone to see them since I was a little kid.
Oh, poor.
Because I, you know, I hate going down there and dealing with the crowd personally. So I haven't gone and seen them since I was like 8 years old.
Poor break, man.
I know, sad days.
One day your day will come, break. I promise you, man. Just like mine, man.
The next day I'll die.
Right. I got a couple of quick stinkos. I'm having the hell of a time finding a job, man. It's bullshit. And also, the Pittsburgh Steelers get a stinko of the week for crying. They're filing a grievance to the NFL. Boy.
Football talk, you.
Well, this is kind of relevant, Eric.
The Steelers always get a stinko for me. Just saying. I hate Steelers.
I don't like the Steelers either, man. But
nobody around here likes the Steelers either, except for a couple people.
The Steelers suck, man. I can't stand the Steelers. But yeah. But anyways, they're crying because
they got a rapist quarterback for one thing.
A rapeless burger. but they're petitioning the NFL to fine the Patriots, I guess, for something. Like before the game, like they were hearing like a local news station on their headsets instead of being able to communicate with the quarterbacks, which I could see could be a problem, but it was fixed before the game. It was kind of a joke, probably. I'm guessing it was done on purpose, but whatever.
The NFL reported that it was their mistake.
Well, see, then.
So it wasn't even the Patriots' fault.
Yep. So, you know, just quit crying. You guys lost the damn game. Your kicker sucks. He used to be really good with Jacksonville, and he sucks for your team. You still would have lost the game no matter what. The Patriots thoroughly thrashed you throughout the whole game. The game wasn't even nearly as close as what the score indicated. Like,
as the garbage time score they had.
Right. Yeah. It was just stupid. Like, the game was just lackluster. The Patriots are every bit as good as they were last year. The Broncos are going to have a tough time beating that team.
Everybody's going to have a tough time beating them.
Right. So just accept it, move on, get better, and beat them next year.
What do I hear here?
I don't know. It's Eric, I think. Is that you, Eric?
Yeah, sorry, it's a video running in the background.
Oh, that's nice. So that's that. Yeah. So what's your sweet-o, Eric?
My sweet-o, well, it's not exactly a sweet-o, but I guess it is if you're a Catholic. But the Pope just made it a lot easier for Catholics to end relationships and remarry. Says Pope Francis, this is from Think Progress, by the way, says Pope Francis has announced new procedures that make it faster, cheaper, and potentially easier for Catholics to be granted annulments, streamlining the process for worshipers who wish to end relationships and marry someone else.
Like, it doesn't – okay.
So much has changed. When my grandma – this is long before I was born. Her husband, I won't even refer to him as, like, family or anything – He left her and, you know, just walked out on her and started a new family and stuff. She had six kids.
Oy.
So he walked away. He walked away from a woman with six kids, like, just abandoned his family. So fuck that guy. But she was a big part of her church. And at the time, because, like, they got divorced, she wasn't allowed to go to the church anymore.
Yeah, see, that's what I was.
That's the way it used to be.
Yeah, Catholics are weird.
Even though, like, she was she was 100% a victim of it. He cheated on her and left her and abandoned his family.
Yeah,
well, that's my dad and my uncles and aunts.
That's the Catholic
that
religion.
That piece of shit asshole. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, that's the Catholic religion for you too, man. Like, a community that should be loving and embracing and all the stuff that they tout.
When she needed help, she didn't get it. She got kicked aside.
Right. It's because Catholics don't really believe what they say they believe.
Right.
And then they just like being a part of the culture most of the time.
Right. The thing about
– or the very fundamentals of a religion make it hard to be a critical thinker in the first place.
Right.
Therefore, making it easier for someone to – be less responsive emotionally and actually build empathetic sentiments for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about the church is, I mean, like it's not easy to get it, or it's not hard to get a divorce, right? You can go file the paperwork yourself. You know, you can work
out. But
there's
a whole spiritual aspect.
Hold on, dude. Let me finish. Yeah. Like you know, you can file the papers. Mm-hmm. It's fairly simple. All the above, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that it's like
you can't do that with a church though, because they'll be like, well, you didn't get an annulment.
No, so, and here's the thing.
So you're not allowed to go to mass anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
and in recent years in America, they've kind of just said, "Fuck the church's stance on this. We're gonna let you do this because we know how fucked up this situation
is." Anybody can get divorced. It's as simple as putting your name on some papers, a little bit of hassle with the courts, a little bit worse if you have kids, but you go and you get it done. But the Catholic Church is kind of weird in that regard because they don't offer any support for either party. You know, it's just ridiculous. Like,
well, let me read the rest of this.
Go ahead, man.
Says the Vatican unveiled two documents on Tuesday detailing new rules for annulments, or when the Catholic Church formally dissolves a marriage by declaring that it was never valid in the first place. The process is often arduous. It can sometimes take up to a year in the United States, where it can also cost $1,000 or more, or requires direct input from the Vatican. Catholics who remarry without a proper annulment are barred from receiving communion, and the system can leave some people locked, spiritually speaking, in relationships that are fraught, exploitive, or even abusive. Says, but the revised regulations, which represent the largest change to the annulment system in centuries, dramatically streamline the process. officials struck down the traditional requirement of two judgments for each annulment and empowered local bishops to personally rule on cases where the argument for annulment was particularly evident. Vatican also decreed that the process must be free and called on bishops to create programs within dioceses to guide parishioners to the process. Says the communal effect, according to the Pope Francis, is to make it so that the heart of the faithful that wait for the clarification on their state may not be oppressed for a long time by the darkness of doubt, which I don't know what it means. Pope talk, I guess. But, anyways, says this news is likely to attract significant attention to the United States, where roughly half of all Catholic annulments are granted, even though the American Catholics only represent 6% of the church.
Hmm. Well, when you said Pope Talk, it just made me think that maybe there's a show called Pope Talk coming to Fox News this fall.
Starring me.
Starring you.
Yeah, I'm the new Pope. Yeah, I'm the new Pope. Oh. Didn't you?
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. My bad. Congratulations, your pontiff.
Yeah, thank you. I will – the only rule that I'm going to keep moving forward is the kissing of the ring. You got to keep that rule, right? I mean, other than that, you could throw the rest away, man. Like the – I don't know. I just think making it easier to
– No sex before marriage.
But like I said –
cross out the no. There you go.
Like I was saying earlier, though, like apparently you know, most American Catholics don't give a shit about what the Pope says.
Well –
I mean, in regards to getting annulments, they just get a divorce and move on with their lives.
Right. What's the
And because most dioceses don't care whether or not they got divorced.
A lot of Catholics don't really follow the religion like strictly.
But this news is more important for highly devout Catholic areas like Latin America and stuff like that.
Most Catholics they use safe sex. Most Catholics. That's actually contraceptives are against the Catholic religion.
Like I said, I was trying to think. Of most Catholics today don't even give a shit about Vatican II.
Yeah, they kind of just follow their own rules.
Another question for Gripper is, what is the divorce rate in England, man? I'm trying to get a gauge of like divorce rates.
I imagine it's just like it is here.
I would imagine it's less. I would venture to say it's half of what it is here, which I think the latest number is like 51-52% here get divorced. So that's really weird.
Yeah, but those are weird numbers, like just the divorce, because a lot of those people that stay together aren't happy.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
It's just so you like the divorce numbers should be a lot higher than they are.
Mm. All right,
which is weird.
Anything else on that, Eric?
Other than this stuff apparently takes place on December 8th. So why not now? That's a real question. Whatever. Like, why does it have to be a certain date?
Well, I don't know. That's whatever, you know. All right, Brake, do you have any sweetos?
It was a short work week because of Labor Day weekend.
That's
what. And I got another one, but I don't want to steal it from you, Frank. So go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Still.
No, I won't steal it. Go ahead.
No. You go right ahead, sir. I'm eating in between talking.
You're eating?
So, yeah.
Shit, are you ready for some football?
No, please,
goddamn
man.
Right, man. Goddamn right, man. That's your sweeto. That's it.
Yes. Return of football. Thank God.
Yeah. I it's been a long time coming, Brake. It don't you find like. You're like having a sports hangover or something, man. Like it's really, I don't know.
Well, since my baseball team has been eliminated since August, kind of.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean,
I still watch them, and there's still like moments of like, wow, that's awesome, and I still love Joey, but it's like, oh god, I'm sick of watching him lose. Yeah. Just what's the next sport? Let's move on.
See, now you can look forward to the Bengals losing all year long. You know what I'm saying, Brake? Like,
oh God, I hope those analysts are so fucking wrong. It's just they're going off of like the basic history.
Look, I can't talk shit about the Bengals. They beat the Broncos last year, surprisingly. So you know, it's just one of those things. Although I will say, I think we got a chance to get you guys back this year in Denver. So And I think we play again this year, which is cool.
I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention to the schedule. Just because when I look at the schedule, I concentrate on when we play the Steelers, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to our free-for-all this week, guys. Eric, you have a story about Nintendo's content claim policies.
Yeah, this is from Gamenesia. It says, Nintendo's copyright crackdown is deleting videos for popular Mario speedrunners, hackers, and more. Earlier this month, popular speedrunner Alex Pangea Panga tweeted that his YouTube channel had been wrecked by Nintendo. Wrecked in quotes. His video item Abuse 3, which is described as the hardest Super Mario World level ever, was also removed after gaining over a million views. According to Nintendo, these tool-assisted speedruns uses ROM files, which violates their code of conduct. An email was sent out to another speedrunner by Nintendo, which explained the decision to take down the YouTube videos and, in quotes, "We wish to inform you that the videos in question were infringed Nintendo's copyrights, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you." That's basically
that, that letter should come with the theme, the Imperial theme. Dun, 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 when you're getting it, like, you know.
It says, Nintendo encourages fan engagement on YouTube through the Nintendo Creators Program. It says, total bullshit. Mm-hmm. Fix it, Nintendo. See, this is the problem. They won't let people do ROM hacks and stuff, which I guess is acceptable, but the way their content creators program is set up, even if you do make a video that is on their whitelist, and the whitelist is pretty selective and kind of bullshit too, mm-hmm. but you'll still run the risk of not of getting your content claimed by YouTube anyways, because their own policies are fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd blame YouTube for any of that, because look, they have a right to. It's like a business, Eric, right? Like,
I don't. Nintendo is afraid of getting sued by big money Nintendo. No, I mean, no. YouTube's afraid of getting sued.
The problem with YouTube is that they have algorithms that are too good, and the fact that they don't even bother to make exceptions and tweak for those exceptions when they're relevant, when you get permission from a company, that company should be then whitelisted on their system. But there's no algorithm for that.
Well, that's
the problem that YouTube has.
You can petition. Like, for instance, let's say we had a developer on and they gave us permission to put shit up on YouTube, like a review and like a playthrough and stuff. Which has happened. Like, there have been companies, I think Atlas is one of them that's given permission to put some of their stuff on YouTube or whatever. Like, even if you do, you're right. YouTube has some of the best algorithms ever.
I think Idea Factory International lets you put videos up, but you cannot monetize.
Yeah. And I understand why. Like,
they can't monetize because they're a small company and they need every cent they can get.
Right, and I understand it. So the rules should be the same clear across the board, right? So
I think XC used to not let you do that, but I think they've loosened that since then.
I understand why.
You know, rules vary when money's involved.
Mm-hmm. No question, but I honestly think
that, and Nintendo got money.
I honestly
they got lawsuit power.
Yeah, I honestly think Nintendo's in the right. Right, I mean, as much as we don't like it.
I mean, their reasoning is that, well, you're basically playing a game and not the way it was intended. And not only that, but you're kind of playing it in a way that's just normally impossible for normal people to play. So you're representing the game in a way that they don't want you to represent it in. So that's why they want the video taken down.
I understand that. But look, the reality is, if you can do it in the video game, it's in the video game, right? So if somebody wants
to... Not to mention the fact that they're playing ROMs, which are illegal anyway.
They're illegal, but what I'm saying is this, man. If it's in the game, who cares? Like, if I'm Nintendo, I'm looking at it as it's free advertising.
I don't know. Advertising for a ROM hack that Nintendo didn't make.
It doesn't matter.
Nintendo doesn't work in ROM hacking.
Look, when people look at these videos, not all of them are video game savvy, Eric. So if somebody sees a Super Mario game, they're not just going to assume it's a ROM hack. That's a Super Mario game. Maybe they'll go out and they'll buy the game.
I understand the speedrunners. That's kind of bullshit. Because, I mean, you're playing the real version of the game. You're just speedrunning it.
But what is wrong with that? I don't understand what... I mean, if you want to play the game, I guess the monetization is a weird thing, but you know what? Who gives a shit? Like,
are they getting paid for the speedruns?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of these people might not monetize their videos, but regardless, Nintendo's still taking them down, I guess.
Look, if they're monetizing them, I can understand. If they're not, I don't know why they do that.
Even if they are monetizing, like, what difference should it make?
Well,
like,
it makes a difference for Nintendo, I'm saying.
Why? Like, why? Like, what, they're not losing anything from that. As a matter of fact,
with Nintendo, they have to actively, aggressively pursue anything and everything, because if they don't, there are loopholes that people can take advantage of.
I think I'd be like, let me finish this point, guys. I think I'd be like,
people should be allowed to monetize Nintendo's videos, though.
Eric, let me finish this point. I think it should be like what the FBI does, right? Like, if it's, everybody knows it's illegal to copy DVDs, right? I don't have one problem with people copying, doing any of that shit, because there's too much money at stake, right? Mm. Like, the movie industry is not hurting by having people copy their DVDs. You can break it down any which way you want. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that actually helps people when people download illegally and copy DVDs. There's plenty of evidence to support that actually helps the industry instead of hurts it. So I think this is a case of the same thing. I think if you're Nintendo, you're a big body, like, be very selective. Like, say, yeah, you know, we're going to go after you. And then,
no, well, the problem is, if they don't go after one person that's monetizing, other people can use that as a loophole. Like, look, you didn't go after them.
No.
So we can do it.
That's not true.
No, that is 100% true.
No, that's not true.
Like, it is. It's legally 100% true.
I understand what you're saying.
Also, some of these people put up videos years ago, and now only Nintendo is going after.
It doesn't matter. Look, here's the point, right? Everybody knows it's illegal to do, and you could get in trouble to do it.
I only
right?
mentioned monetization.
Eric, hang on.
Doesn't even mention it, this article.
Oh, my God, man. Just hold on, Eric. Just please let me finish this fucking point. Then I'll be done. I promise.
Mm.
Look, Nintendo should be like this. Okay, yeah, we're going to crack down on it, right? And then every once in a while, spank somebody that's doing it. I mean, they're not going to catch everybody that's doing it. They're just not. It's like YouTube. Like, if you put up something on YouTube and you get a cease and desist, you'll see that video a million times over from other people. You know what I mean? Like, that's – so, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, Nintendo's just doing
finish.
What Sega was
– yeah.
What?
I'm not going to be able to finish, Eric. I wanted to finish the point. I just – that's fine. Let's.
What was your point, though?
I keep trying to get to it, Eric. If you're Nintendo – You crack down. It's like, just like I was saying, the analogy is the FBI. The FBI doesn't go after everybody that reproduces a DVD, right? But you do hear stories of them go after a select number of people because they don't have the resources to do it, and neither does Nintendo. So every once in a while, you snap the whip, and you know, somebody gets taken down, and everybody is scared for a while, and then it comes back, right?
Well, this is what I think. They're only doing this because they don't want, they think somehow by these videos existing, they might be negatively influencing people's decision to buy Super Mario Maker. Right. This is kind of like what Sega was doing when they were trying to get ready for their new Shining game in Japan, and they were doing takedowns on all the Shining Force videos.
You know what's
such.
Funny? I had zero interest in that Mario Maker game until I saw my son pull up a YouTube video playing the game on YouTube, and now I have a definite interest in that game. So
I'm more interested in playing the levels other people make. I'm not really interested in making my own.
I'm not interested in playing my own levels because I, you know, I could give a shit about that. But the levels that people are creating are fabulous. So
I just kind of wish that the one thing that's kind of sucky about the game is you can't build a Mario game. You can only play levels.
Yeah, that does suck. You can't build your own
game. It's like there's no world map and there's no story or script you can make.
Yeah, well,
I guess this is their first effort. Maybe the sequel will do stuff like that.
DLC. I mean, that'd be a good
that
deal
also.
Too, you know,
so but there. We know Nintendo and online, you know, they haven't figured that out.
Well, even if they do figure it out, the infrastructure might not be there anyway, because yeah. Nintendo has made set up things in such a way that are hard to fix once they're in there.
Yeah. All right, let's move.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was reading on Twitter. Apparently, you can't like go and directly download them. You have to get a code, like you have to type in a code for each one of the levels and stuff.
And not only that, but when you post a video, everybody can see the entire level, so that any of your secrets that you might have are exposed.
Yeah, that's really dumb. That sucks.
They might fix that though, because they fixed the waiting period for getting new features added to the Maker.
10 years from now, Nintendo will have online figured out.
I know.
I give them 10 years though.
10 years. All right, Eric, what do we got next? This is a bonus. We're getting another free-for-all topic today.
This one is about multivitamins and how they're a big waste of money. ScientificAmerican.com says, people should stop wasting their money on dietary supplements. Some physicians said today in response to three large new studies that show that most multivitamin supplements are ineffective at reducing risk of disease and may even cause harm. So the new study is published today, or December 16th. Yeah, this is a little old, but this is the fact that it's being brought up again means to just, yeah, well, how many times do I have to say this? But anyways, I just want to pass on the information because we've never actually discussed this topic, have we, Frank?
No, not at all.
Basically, the amount of whatever you need in any specific vitamin would be too minuscule to seriously have an effect on a person's diet or whatever. And usually they're recommended for people who have a chronic case of something. But even then, it's kind of a waste of money because it won't do all that much anyways.
I'll give you guys a real-life example of this, right? I don't think we've specifically talked about this, Eric, on this show, which is weird because we've been doing this for 8 years. So, but I think we've touched on it, like we've hinted at it and whatever. Like I've even said things like you get your vitamins naturally from what you eat for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll give you a real life example of when you do need to take a vitamin. And the only reason is when a doctor tells you you're low in something, and usually they will prescribe you like a prescription strength vitamin specific to what you're missing.
Yeah, and that's usually a specific vitamin, not multivitamins.
Right, specifically.
So this is basically like gluten, where people shouldn't unnecessarily try and avoid it because they're not allergic to it.
There's no such thing as a gluten allergy.
Actually, my dad's allergic to gluten.
There's no such thing as a gluten
allergy. Gluten-free peanut butter. Woo!
No, he is actually allergic to gluten.
There's no such thing.
No, it happened because of his dialysis.
He has something different. Break like
no. It look, you can develop allergies at any time in your life.
You can, but there's no such. I've talked to doctors about this. Break like actually, look. I'm
what,
telling you.
Like, you're saying, oh, my God, look, I can't even talk to you. Like, this is a personal experience. Like, I've talked to doctors, and look, dad has it.
The thing about personal experiences, Brig, is that people's memories are usually shoddy.
Right. So this is what I'm telling
I know,
you,
but I, like, I, oh, never mind. I quit.
Look, let me tell you something, Brig, okay? My wife had what doctors thought was a gluten allergy, right? After fucking years of wasting a lot of money and a lot of time and energy into researching diets and all kinds of other things, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that there is no such thing as a gluten allergy. There's other underlying factors that are causing problems, right? That's all I'm saying. Like you may have one of the – look – Break there.
Yeah, something, but it's not a gluten allergy.
That's no question. There's no question that there's things wrong with people, right? And but gluten is not really one of them. You know, it's weird. It's one of the things that's being researched heavily.
It's kind of like people being misdiagnosed having ADHD or something like that.
Right. Like there's evidence to suggest a bunch of things, right? And gluten is one that I'm super familiar with, Brake. There's no real evidence to suggest that there is a thing as such as gluten allergies, right? There's wheat allergies, there's flour allergies, there's even garlic allergies or other type of allergies or other type of diseases that are underlying causes of why gluten causes you so much problems, all right? But let me get back to Wiffix. Gripper says, Frank hates goats, religion, cops, and gluten haters. No. Look, when did I say I hate goats?
If Mug were here, he'd probably be agreeing with Frank, and I agree with Frank. So 3-1 break, man.
What about goats, man?
Goat sex?
So a doctor tells me this, but I'm in the wrong. Okay, whatever.
Well, no. Doctors can be wrong.
Doctors can be wrong too, man. The majority of doctors.
If your medical education is not up to date, then you can be wrong.
And not only that.
But he has more education than both of you two, so just saying.
Look, there's such a thing as being educated blinded, break, right? A lot of times doctors are completely wrong, all right? Wiffix went in for some stuff.
And I don't deny that.
Years later –
But this is multiple doctors.
Look, years later
– Yeah, this is kind of like people believing like the earth was flatter though. But
right.
Although most people didn't. But there were probably enough that
years believed later,
the earth was flat
look, all right,
to
hold on,
you know, spread the info off.
Years later, all right? We come to find out that Wiffix has a disease known as CVS, right? Very hard to diagnose, could be easily misconstrued as, you know, like wheat allergies or stuff like that. But so fast forward a little more. Well, she's got more issues going on than that, man. Like it's just the tip of the iceberg of what is really going on. You have to dig through layers and layers and layers of shit. You know, and you have to get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions because you know what? You could go to one doctor on one side of the country, break, and they'll tell you one thing, and another doctor has updated technology and will tell you something different. Yeah, well, this may be this, but it can be treated this way. And then you go to a different doctor and they'll tell you, well, there's a different treatment for that. Like it's a constant learning curve with doctors, man. That's Dungeon Buster says it here too. Doctors can definitely.
This is why being a medical researcher is probably infinitely more beneficial than actually being someone in a ministerial position.
I also think doctors suffer from that quite a bit, Break. I'm not saying what they're saying about your dad is necessarily wrong, right? I don't know the details.
I think, right? If you get a doctorate and you're doing a practice,
and that's what's really pissing me off is you guys don't know the details, but you're telling me I'm wrong and you're right.
I'm not perfect journals.
We're not saying that, Break.
No, it's exactly what you're saying.
Look, Break.
You don't know the details, but you're telling me I'm wrong.
But what you're telling me is that your dad has a gluten allergy, right?
Yeah, he develops from having diabetes and dialysis.
Break. This is what I'm telling you.
You're agreeing with Frank.
Look, this is what I'm telling you, Break. There is plenty, like mounds of evidence, right? If somebody tells me that the sky is blue, I have no reason to disagree with them, right? Because I look up and I can observe that the sky is blue.
Well, that's because our eyes tell us that it's blue.
If there is a mound of evidence that tells me what you're seeing is wrong and scientists and doctors are telling you this, then I would have to rethink my view on the sky. You see what I'm saying? Like it's not set in stone, man. That's all I'm saying. Like there's plenty of evidence to suggest that gluten allergies are not the real problem. There's no such thing as a gluten allergy. There's other things that people are allergic to, or other diseases that are causing imbalances, or whatever.
Ask this question. I mean, what's in gluten? Maybe there's something within the gluten that's causing the allergy.
That's a possibility too, man. Like there's all I'm saying is there's a lot of evidence on the contrary. That's all. But anyways, to finish my story about Wiffix, right? And specific dietary deficiencies are a thing, right? There people can be low in potassium, low in iron. You know, a lot of women go through low iron deficiencies in their blood, right? So they prescribe like iron pills or whatever to get that level up. Wiffix has a vitamin D deficiency. So a doctor prescribed her vitamin D. She wasn't getting enough vitamin D. She doesn't drink milk, doesn't eat a ton of dairy, so there was a huge vitamin D deficiency. So, you know, not enough sun, stuff like that. So you have to, you know, you have to obviously take your doctor's advice. They, you know, to your point, Break, you know, they do know a lot, you know, but they don't know everything. But if they prescribe you something, that's when you should take a vitamin. If they don't prescribe you something, like if, in the case of these dietary supplements, which are, you know, a multi-billion-dollar industry, then, you know, you don't necessarily, and that's what these doctors are saying, these tests, there's evidence to suggest, amount of evidence to suggest that it's a waste of your money to take multivitamins on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, it might harm you. That's what,
because you might be, you know, over saturated with whatever vitamin you have.
Yeah, exactly.
There is such a thing as over sufficiency.
Yeah, they're under and over for sure. So if you're taking a vitamin supplement every day and your body doesn't need all the vitamin C you're getting from a multivitamin, then your body has to get rid of it, whereas normally it wouldn't necessarily need to get rid of that. So your liver and all your other filters in your body are getting rid of shit that they shouldn't be normally getting rid of. So that's what I was trying to say. What is this last one? Didn't we already go over this, Eric, the last pre-fall?
Yeah, we mentioned it in passing, so we just skip it.
I guess we could just
I'll delete it.
All right. So multivitamins might not be a good thing unless you're recommended to take them, is the whole
point. And a good source, if you want a second source where people on a podcast talk about this, because some of them are actually doctors, so they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, unlike us who don't know anything.
Go to listen to Skeptics Guide to the Universe. They've said for years that multivitamins are garbage.
That's a great podcast. I don't always agree with the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, but they bring up a lot of topics that you wouldn't normally think about. So, you know, I mean, if you want to waste your money on multivitamins, then feel free. You know, what else can I say, man? Unless a doctor is telling you you need it, you don't.
It's kind of like protein supplements.
Yeah. Unless you're deficient in protein or you're a bodybuilder, I can see why bodybuilders would want protein stuff, but whatever. All right, I guess that's it, man. That's it for this week's show. Break, do you have any plugs?
Like what kind of plugs?
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Yeah, no, I meant no. I didn't mean that. I meant no.
I didn't walk into that one.
Damn it. You can follow at Breakman, Break underscore man, at Stealth, and underscore, underscore, underscore. I know he's live. I see him on Twitter. You can follow at Moria Mug and send him dick pics. He'll appreciate that.
Hey, Wiffix made the observation, is Moria the new Stealth? That's a good question, man.
Why? Because he's like leaving when just not showing up sometimes now.
Yeah, is Moria the new Stealth?
I'm like, he is going through stuff, so this might be his way of
I know stuff's going on in his life. I'm just giving him shit, basically.
Right. We're just giving him shit. We got.
I know he's gonna listen to this later and like, hey,
he's gonna be all sad.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I know.
I appreciate Dungeon Buster and Gripper for being here this whole time, and that MXT guy. MXT.
Oh, and that what was his name? Thello, that lasted for like 30 seconds until
you started talking about the cops. And
until
he's
I
done.
Started talking about cops, and then everybody leaves. I'm surprised Gripper, MXT, and Dungeon Buster haven't left after.
I know they got to be sick about hearing us talk about the cops.
Yeah. I've said it 100 times. I'll never stop talking about the motherfuckers.
I know. There's just if they weren't in the news every fucking week for something shitty, you know.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have anything to bitch about, right?
It's true.
I mean, there you go. I mean, I would still probably bitch about them. But, you know. Yeah. All right.
You go to the police station and just sit there and wait. Yeah, exactly. I know you guys are going to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Then I would probably become the victim at that point, man. Like, fuck out of here. All right, Eric, your plugs.
What's your stinko? I was getting beaten by the cops.
Shit, I'm going to plug, let's see. I'm going to plug Totally GN, my review of, excuse me, my review of The Adventures, or no, not The Adventures, just Adventures of Pip is up there, mm-hmm. and review of Sword Art Online and Re-Hollow Fragments up on Bastard Brigade, so there's that, and One Piece review, hopefully it should be up by Monday. I think it's scheduled to go up on Monday, so it should go up. Mm-hmm. Pirate Warriors 3. VOG Network, I plan on putting up the review for X-Blaze Code, Lost Memories, rather. I was thinking of doing a review for Code Embryo, but I'll just work it into the other one, because they're kind of related. You kind of need to play the first to play the original anyway. Mm. But, and I'd probably give it the same score. So, why not? But there's that to look forward to, and I've got to get writing the Grandia review and a couple other ones.
All right, that is.
And I did put up a new video on my YouTube channel. Oh, two new videos, actually, on my YouTube channel, Funny ET Man. There's a new Japanese snacks review and a LP of Chojin Sentai Jetman, which is a Super Sentai series that was made into a video game.
Oh. All right, anything else?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. I want to plug. I'm going to go out on a limb. All right. This weekend we're going to go watch a movie called The Visit. M. Night Shyamalan hasn't had a decent movie in a long time, and this movie on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it's kind of a horror movie. It's getting 63%. That's really high for a horror movie. So
I'm afraid like the previews are the good scenes.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, the previews always have a way of fucking up.
It sounds like the movie is like a fake-out ending like The Village, but only it's not depressing.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I don't mind.
By depressing, I mean it was a stupid ending.
I don't mind twisty endings at all.
But I was going to say, I don't think I was, stupid be more correct, yes.
Yeah. Gripper says, better you than me, fuck police brutality, which was a body count reference that I
did. I didn't notice that. I didn't read them both together until you said that. I'm like, I was talking to him normally.
Yeah. Oh. He bought it on vinyl. I have the original CD with Cop Killer on it, which is really cool because they
rap on vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More rock than rap, but whatever. I also want to plug tomorrow. Wivix and I are going to go see Empire of the Sun live and in person. So that's going to be fun. Empire of the Sun's a great band. You guys should check them out. They're really, really good. Well, it's basically.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie from like the 90s. No, like you watched a live performance of it.
That movie sucks, man.
I was going to say, isn't that like 3 hours of boredom?
Yeah. No, the band is much better. So go check out Empire of the Sun. They're kind of a hippie electronic band is the best way that I can put it, man. But I like them. It's kind of a guilty pleasure. So.
You're about 5 years away from wearing tie-dye all the time, aren't you, Frank?
Oh, God. But, Jesus Christ, man.
And rock and Grateful Dead.
Fuck Grateful Dead. I hate the Grateful Dead, man.
They have that one song I really like.
Touch of Grey. That's
yeah, like I like that song, so I went on whatever it was back at the time to download some of their other music legally. And, yeah, they're terrible. They're one of the worst bands I've ever heard.
Oh, God, they suck so bad, but they got a huge following.
It's all this, like, hillbilly-type music. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really, really bad. Dungeon Buster says, whoa, Empire of the Sun. Yeah, I say hello to Christian Bale. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, he was the little kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, no. He was the little kid in that movie. The movie, the band. All right, next week I'll have a review of both the concert and probably the movie The Visit. So there you go. Is that it? Anybody have anything else before we get off the air? I think we're good. All right.
No, we need something other than butt plugs when we go to plugs. There's got to be something else that we can use. There's got to be another plug that's great, right?
Yeah, earplugs. How about that?
I know there's like earplugs and nose plugs. I know there's got to be like a vagina plug or something.
It's called a tampon, man.
Oh.
All right, let's move on. Until next week, everybody, have a great, safe weekend. Until next week, we are out. Stay safe.